Hey guys, it's the end of day one at E3 2018.
Yay!
See? Someone's still awake.
Somebody's still raging.
It was a big, busy day, I think, and we're going to tell you what we did.
Hey, first of all, the expo floor got a lot better when it was industry only. Like, during those hours, it was a lot easier playing games and stuff.
And when there's no general... Yeah, and you could walk the floor. Yeah, so the first... They didn't let the general public in until 12, I think, right?
Or one? No, later than that.
One?
Like,
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was later.
So it was really comfortable for the beginning.
Imagine less people, it makes it easier.
Yeah, imagine that. It's pretty crazy, but
it
quickly...
It was a good idea. I think they executed well.
Yes.
Yeah, because it was pleasant for a little bit, and then it got pretty packed. But we were pretty busy just going to appointment, so it didn't really affect us too much. And the security getting in wasn't that bad, because we got there early.
But
half an hour before the show opened?
Yeah, but I mean, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
A half hour before.
Yep, and we could wait inside once you get through security, so you're not just standing in the sun and dying. Anyway, so we watched the Nintendo Direct, and then our first appointment was with Nintendo. We went directly to Nintendo.
Yes, you got there.
thank you.
Yes.
Smooth.
So, yeah, the Nintendo appointment was nice. We went, and they gave us our own little kiosk up and away from the throngs of people that were already at the Nintendo booth.
Everybody raced to the Nintendo booth as soon as the door. A big shock, right? With their cell phones over their head, filming people walking.
Yeah. But we got to play Smash Brothers.
We did.
Does it play like the Wii U game?
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I played it.
Yeah, I mean, I would not trust my judgment to get down to the very details.
Just watch that Nintendo Direct again if you want the details.
Right.
We just pushed the buttons a lot.
I played as Ridley. I played as Snake. We played on the Zelda Tower.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We were not very good Smash Brothers players.
No.
I would say that.
No, but it's Smash Brothers.
Yeah, no, it looked nice. All the characters were on a character select screen. I think that could have saved a lot of time today during their direct, if they just showed the screen and had all the characters on it, let the internet do the rest. I don't even remember who you played. You played as Sonic.
And Pac-Man. It was fun.
You picked your two favorite Nintendo characters.
I picked the two characters I relate with the most, exactly. I'm most familiar with. It was fine. It's not something for me, for sure.
Oh, I'll definitely buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Because I'm not going to play it.
Ah.
Yeah. Never stopped you before.
No.
They didn't mention a story mode, did they, for that game, did they?
They didn't, no. No, they mentioned everything else.
Yeah, I buy that game for the story mode.
It could be one of the 10,000 changes.
Sure. So they let us play, basically they had five games available to play. It was Smash, it was the new Pokemon.
Yes.
Pokemon Let's Go.
Let's go Pikachu.
Pikachu. Thank you. We didn't play that, but we watched somebody. We touched the controller and watched somebody play.
Yeah, the little Pokeball controller, which was surprisingly good. Like, I didn't realize it's an actual joystick on the top of the thing. So it feels like a controller.
$50.
Yeah. It doesn't seem unreasonable.
That won't bother anybody.
Yeah.
For the
I mean, it doesn't seem that... Because it's got like the throwing stuff in it as well.
It seems like the same thing as like the games that are on the 3DS.
It seems like it's basically just a right or left switch controller, right? Like just
Through menus with it.
Yeah, or you're controlling your
and controlling the guy.
Yeah,
but it's very simple. It looks the gameplay looks just like the 3DS versions of the games.
It's a combination of classic Pokemon and Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay.
It's based on Yellow, which is the Game Boy Color game.
Okay. Yeah. So, but it looks really good actually. Yeah. I thought they did a good job with the art style and stuff, but okay, but it's another
we'll
one.
Well with
that. Ty would love that for sure.
We played Overcooked 2.
We played Overcooked 2, and we
that was probably our favorite game that we played at the Nintendo.
There was no question about it for sure.
Just because we both love
was
Overcooked.
Was the frame rate good?
Yeah, no, it was good.
Was it?
Okay. Yeah, it was perfectly fine. We made sushi. We played two levels. We got 3 stars on both levels.
Yeah.
The people working in the booth were very impressed. We were the best all day.
Yeah, the first appointment.
We honestly, their first appointment. the you can now do emotes, so you can use those to like tell people what to do.
So instead of saying, "What the fuck are you doing, son?"
Right.
You can just select like, "I'm doing the dishes" or something.
Right. Which is nice too if you're playing online or whatever and you don't have.
There was a curse emoji though for me, I noticed.
Yeah, there was. There was.
So that was cool.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. And we played some Mario Tennis.
Yep. Which we talked about on the show before.
Yeah, it's very good.
You liked it.
I did like it. It has Donkey Kong in it.
Yeah. I like Virtua Tennis better, but I can see the appeal.
Yeah, I mean, this.
It's arcade-y tennis, right? Like,
yeah, and it's got like these systems in, like you get like special shots, and now you're in like a third person mode, and you can like actually hit the guy, and you can break his racket, and then he loses. So we played that, and then that was.
We played Starlink.
Starlink.
Is that the name of that game?
That's the one with Star Fox toy.
Yes.
Is it called Starlink?
That seems right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a really good logo. I know the logo. I like. The
logo was good.
So they didn't have the toys there, but you could just play it with just a normal controller without any toys, which we did.
It's rough on the Switch.
It is rough on. Like, I didn't realize that it wasn't just like a Switch game.
Yeah, it's PS4. Xbox.
Because it. It looks like a GameCube type game.
We walked by the either the console versions or the PC
versions.
We walked
by the Ubisoft. They were playing on PS4.
PS4 and it looks like
a completely different game.
Yeah, it looks like it's the same game. Yeah, but it looks. I mean, if you take all like the lighting effects,
so it basically depends on how much you love Star Fox.
I mean, it's weird. Yeah, well, I assume that people would buy that anyway. Anyone who likes Star Fox is gonna buy it because whatever.
Although they'll buy it when it's $20, but yeah.
But it's just like I don't think that people are looking for Toys to Life for non-licensed things. Like it's tough enough to sell the licensed products.
Yeah, and it's hard to get a grip on, especially since we played it without the Toys to Life portion of it. Like, here at the show, unless you, like, really dig down in and have a interview appointment or whatever it's going to be hard to tell exactly why you need the toys for this stuff.
Cause it seems to just attach to the controller and then just for fun, I think, but because you played it without it.
Yeah, we played it without it, and it played just fine. I mean, the mission I did was not a very exciting mission. It looked like the person next to us was like fighting a big spider or something, and I was fighting against a pylon.
But it's just like you're flying a spaceship, but then at some point you can't fly anymore.
And it takes away your engines.
And now you're just skimming on the ground,
yeah. like jump. You can jump. It's an airplane or a spaceship that can jump.
I wasn't that impressed with it, but it looked so much better on the consoles that I need to just
try it on there. I wanted to play it on PS4 or Xbox and see what I think about it there, because it's a totally different experience. And that's going to be an issue with Switch going forward. Because it was a huge difference in graphics between those two games.
Like NES to SNES when they would come out with like the NES
version. Almost.
Yeah, it was a generational gap.
It's just like when you're playing on PC and you just like go to the difference between low and ultra. Like basically, I mean that's pretty much it. And that was all they really, and they had FIFA you could play, but we didn't fuck with that. And that was all they were showing.
That was all that was on at least the console that we had.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, everybody had pretty much the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Down below.
Down below.
They probably have some other things.
Down below, they have that anime stuff that was trying to direct, but.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't have
that. They didn't mess with that. Yeah. With the media, they're like, we know.
All right. Thor, what did you see first?
I saw Mutant League Football. It was, it reminded me a lot of like NFL Blitz and like, I guess the first Mutant League Football. I never played that, but.
Is it called Mutant League Football?
Yeah.
They got the name?
Yeah.
They got the whole exact... That's what the original was called, right?
It was, wasn't it...
Monster.
No, it was Mutant.
Mutant.
I don't remember if it's the same exact name or if it just has the same words in it.
Yeah. MFL or... I don't know.
Yeah. It's clear. Anyway, it looks... I've watched actually some video of that game. It was pretty cool.
It was pretty fun. I played a whole game. You can do dirty tricks where you do a dirty trick play, but you'll get a penalty, but you kill...
Right, you hurt the guys,
You can kill the guys or injure the guys, and...
that was in the original, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, this one's called Mutant Football League.
There it is.
Yep. Okay.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah, there we go.
I knew it wasn't the same, but I couldn't.
These don't sound like the right words, but they're something off.
And they were.
What was I gonna say? It reminds me like of an old school football game, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
Arcade, it's fun. Looks
old,
cool.
Old school arcade football game.
So you played on the Switch or the
Switch?
You did.
Okay. Yeah, and it was.
How did it compare to? Did they have the other versions running as well?
They have the PS4 version on the other booth, but I didn't check it out. But it looked fine for. I guess probably going to be a $20 game or something like that. So.
I believe it is.
Yeah, so it's worth it if you want to play an old school style football game. Remember the good old days before Madden took over.
Sure.
Basically when I got into, it was industry only hours, so there were all these games with like nobody in line. Mega Man 11 was there. I was like, well, I'll check that out.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's like the old Mega Man games, but just really pretty graphics, and the game mechanics are good. It's not like Mega Man X where you can shoot in 8 directions. It's you can only shoot left, right, up. What else about it? You can do the slide dash and all that. It was a block main stage, so everything revolved around blocks, destroying blocks, conveyor belts, things like that. That was pretty fun. I'll just go down a couple more, and then you can go.
Sure.
I played Soul Calibur 6, and I played Geralt, and and it was fine. It was
played the girl with the big tits.
Oh.
No, you didn't. You played those.
She had big tits.
Well, not big is the right. Not, you didn't play as Ivy.
No, man.
You played,
she only had like D cups, not like triple F or whatever.
No. Right. You played, I played Taki and
Sophie.
Sophie.
The Greek lady.
Yeah. The one with the shield.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was fun. It was Soul Calibur. I mean,
the graphics have not advanced in that game along with the other fighting games. Like it looks chunky now. Like that used to be the bar pretty much for fighting games.
Right.
At some one point that was the bar, and
it could just be an art style type of thing too, though, because
it looked chunky. I mean, like I could see the pixels. Like,
I don't know. It controlled.
Yeah, it was fine. Played fine.
Yeah, it played fine.
Yeah, I was using a fight stick, so I wasn't in my.
We were too.
Yeah.
I think they were all set up.
Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah. It was funny. The guy I was playing with. I was fighting, and I was like, well, you know, he's like, oh, I'm not playing. You're fighting a computer. I was like, oh, well, you can have a turn on mine.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I tried My Hero Academia. Did you guys try that one?
We did not try that
one. We did something else with My Hero in it.
I'll have to look that name up in a minute. We'll get to it.
But My Hero Academia is based on the very popular anime with All Might and everything, and I played as All Might and did the destroy. It reminded me of like Power Stone type fighting game. Destructible environments. You run around in 3D area and you're All Might or whoever. And
our game had All Might in it. That's the guy I was playing as.
Oh, okay. Well, it has a name, but it's
My Hero One's Justice.
Yes. That's the
fighting game.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are the characters from My Hero Academia.
Yeah. They just didn't call it the My Hero Academia game.
Okay.
And I don't remember that name.
I mean, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it was My Hero One's Justice.
Yeah. Okay. We're learning.
Yeah, it was a.
It's like a 3D fighter.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Did you do the Detroit Smash or the Oklahoma Smash? Or?
We don't know who any of the characters are. I took the schoolgirl, and she was throwing like harpoons at people, like electric harpoons or like laser harpoons.
Maybe mind harpoons.
Mind harpoons. That's probably what it was. And Chipwreck had a big, super big guy that was just
Order the Might.
He was just kicking my ass all over the place.
Yeah.
Chibi was asking me for anime recommendations so Ty can watch Japanese.
Yeah, I feel like you should watch stuff in Japanese.
And My Hero Academia, I suggested to him. So.
Okay.
That was the show I said.
No big boobies in that, right?
No.
I don't want to, like...
No.
Fuck this kid up or anything. Okay.
No.
All right. So this, you're in the Namco booth right now.
There's no line.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
because our appointment at Namco was basically just, like, the floor, but in the back.
For
people
who
have appointments. So we played the same stuff that you did. It all worked out.
No, there was no line. It was literally an empty booth. And it was like, okay.
I wish the whole show was like that all day long. It would be great.
We played Jump Force.
We played Jump Force. Which one was that?
That's the anime one.
That's the Shonen Jump game.
That's the one that looked real sharp.
Yeah.
Goku, One Piece.
We fought in Times Square. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. But they only set up for one player.
Right. Right. It looks sharp though. All right.
Cool.
No, that one looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You guys can go.
All right. Come on, Ship, stop looking at Twitter.
I'm looking at Twitter because that's where I talked about.
Oh, that's what the notes are.
What I play.
Oh, he's good. This guy.
So next we went and we had an appointment at Destiny for Forsaken. And we played through some of the new campaign for that.
On PC.
On PC.
For the first time.
It looks really good on PC.
I know. It's like... Because we played it on PS4 later, to some other mode, which...
Yeah, we played...
Gambit.
Gambit mode.
Yeah, you missed those extra frames and colors. Sharp, just... Yeah. PC looked good.
The PC version looked really good. The story and the levels and everything that we were playing through, I thought was some of the stronger Destiny stuff.
I like the idea of this thing that you're in, there's like a jailbreak.
Yeah.
And you have to go get all the big baddies back to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're so intent on killing Cade, but like we had to keep on. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Is
you don't see him die. He dies off screen.
He does die off screen, but they keep telling us he's dead. And,
sure.
Yeah.
He's a robot. He was never alive.
I don't know.
Isn't
he? Is.
I don't
he's
know.
He's a space robot. I don't.
But the Gambit mode was
pretty
cool.
The Gambit mode was pretty good too. It's a combination of whatever that mode is that's already in there, where you pop out the orbs of the bad guys that you kill and you collect them.
Mm-hmm. I forget, patrol? No.
No, it's.
It's player versus everyone versus. Player versus player, with a little bit of player versus player.
Yeah, a little bit of player versus player.
So you kill the baddies, you pick up the orbs, and then when you bank the orbs, the things happen to the other team.
Yeah,
so like
you send in
monsters
to the other, and then if you get enough of the orbs, then you can send one of your players into their game.
Oh, is it just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just one can go through the portal. They go through and they can fight. They're like super powered. And trying to mess up stuff in the other...
Try to knock out... If you kill them, and they lose all the orbs.
They lose all their orbs, yeah. So you can see how, like, they can't bank their orbs then. And then whoever fills up their meter of orbs, then they fight the big boss at the end. And then the other team can again come into your game while you're fighting that big boss.
I see.
It
was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I thought it was an interesting idea, and it seems like something that Gretchen and I will play because... There's a lot of objectives that you can be doing. Like, you don't have to be the person killing everybody. You could be the person that's going and picking up all the stuff and taking them back.
Those are pretty much the two things you can do, I think.
Yeah, yeah. But it's more than...
Sure,
just the other appeal is you're fighting against computer AI.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're competing against another team that's trying to do it at the same time. It's
smart.
Yeah.
Then it works.
And we played Call of Duty...
Mm-hmm.
Black Ops 4.
Mm-hmm.
We just played some Capture ABC with that. You got killed by De'Aaron Fox.
By who?
Is that the
De'Aaron Fox?
Is that the basketball player?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's I knew name? Something sports.
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. Okay. He killed me a lot?
He got you with the flamethrower one time.
Nice. Oh, wow. You saw him react to it?
Yeah. I could hear him.
Yeah, he's right across from us.
Yeah, he was right across from us. So I could hear him, what he was saying and what
I
he was
doing. I noticed there was a guy there who didn't have a badge on.
Right, didn't have a badge.
And I noticed somebody held his seat for him.
He poked me and asked me if it was an athlete.
Yeah, like, is this a sports
guy? I looked over and I'm like, yes, I know who that is.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Yeah. It looked very nice.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like we're commenting like on Smash Brothers.
Yeah, we don't know too much about it.
We don't know the details of it. We point a gun and...
There's a guy that looks like you that you can pick.
He looks somewhat like me.
I mean, he's a redhead with a beard. That's pretty solid. That's close enough.
No, it looked nice. It was fun to play.
Yep. What about you, Thor? What you got?
I went over to Sony. And I got to play a whole bunch of PlayStation games. I played Days Gone.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah.
Okay. How's that playing?
It's really fucking good, actually. I know this might sound like if you can't wait for Last of Us 2, pick this game up, basically. It reminds me of Last of Us, but it's an open world game. And the zombies act different depending on what kind of zombie they are. For example, one is like basically the children zombies are like the Goombas of the Days Gone world. Where if you're out in the day, they just sort of just run away from you and they just try to avoid you, unless you like, you know, come towards them, you know, or just start kicking their butt or whatever. If you're bleeding or whatever, then they'll come after you. And but yeah, you go around and they have a lot of cool ideas, like to get ammo boxes. You basically look for a cop car and then pop the trunk of the cop car and hey, look, there's ammo and things like that. Everything you can open every house that looks like you can go in, you can go in, things like that. The zombies have nests, the freakers is what they're called. There's a lot, all you can, for currency, people use zombie ears.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to touch a zombie ear?
Yeah. So, if you sneak behind them and stealth kill them, you can get a zombie ear. So...
Did you ride the motorcycle? Drive it?
No.
Really?
No.
Huh. That was like a big part of the game when they were showing it last year.
Yeah.
Is it coming out this year?
February next year.
So Last of Us is coming. When is Last of Us coming out? They haven't announced.
Far in the future.
Yeah.
Never. That's what I'm saying. Like
PlayStation 5.
Maybe. Yeah, this game will hold you over for Last
of Us. Oh, yeah. I mean, last year people were down on it, but I didn't really understand why. Yeah, I thought it looked cool.
The coolest part was they showed me the horde mode. Remember the first trailer where it was a shit ton of zombies going after you?
Yeah.
That part, that's a fun fucking thing.
It looked cool last year.
Basically, there's an area, and you're in the area, and there are explosives everywhere, and there are traps, and like... Once you get their attention, it's just you're running, you're booking it, you're the leader of a parade, and then you run by an explosive barrel, you shoot the barrel, and then there's a meter on top that shows how many zombies are left, and it's like a boss fight, and it just keeps going down after every kill, every trap you set off, every time you get on a truck and shoot some more zombies, things like that, and you have to keep getting it down. So that was really fucking cool and innovative, so...
Yeah, there were a lot of cool systems in that game. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. It looks fun.
Yeah, good.
And then Tetris Effect was there.
Oh, you played that?
Yeah, I played Tetris Effect. Mark McDonald was there.
He gave you the demo?
He gave me the demo.
That's awesome.
He explained Tetris to me, and I was kind of...
You don't know Tetris?
I know, everybody knows fucking Tetris.
Oh, he explained his.
But he was explaining Tetris to me, and I didn't want to be an asshole and be like, okay, just let me fucking put this up.
Right. You're like, I know Tetris. The blocks fitted together.
Yeah. It's
so he was being extra nice because he knows that you're with me.
Let's just assume.
Cool.
Yeah, I said cheap. He's my boss. He's like, oh yeah, you're Jared. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw him last night after you left the Sony party.
Oh, yeah.
I ran into him, and yeah. Oh, I'm hoping to get a demo at some point, too.
Well, he probably will. That's probably the best version of Tetris ever. So.
Oh, cool. Did you play it in VR?
I played it in VR. It's probably one of the best VR games. Oh, wow. It's very relaxed. It's like the most relaxing version of Tetris. Basically, you put down blocks, and then as you progress, new music pops up. The only thing that kind of sucks is, like, I'm in the middle of playing Tetris, and I kind of want to look up and look at, like, I was in an ocean. And you could look up, and the sun was beaming down the ocean.
Oh, you wanted more sun?
No. You look down, and there's fish, and stuff. But you got to focus playing on fucking Tetris, so... Right. If there's like a pause mode where you can just sort of sit there and just kind of look around for a couple minutes.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, that would...
I will tell Mark that if I remember. Sightsee.
Yeah, just sightsee mode.
They could just like turn on, like, so you're not cheating, like maybe hide the Tetris board.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just let you...
Just let you
chill.
Chill, yeah. And then I played a shooting game called, like... The guy said, did you play the PlayStation VR demo where you're a gangster shooting a gun? I said, no. He's like, oh, well, it's like that, so I don't...
Wait, what? What is this?
You have a gun, like...
What's the name of it?
Blood and Truth.
It's a VR thing.
It's a VR thing, and it's like you have to holster your gun, so you have to put the thing behind your back and then click a button.
Okay.
And then to put in ammo, you have to put your hand towards your chest and click a button and then pop it in.
Hmm.
And then you have to, and then to move left and right, you have to press X and circle, and then you slowly move to the right, slowly move to the left.
I don't have to do any of this.
Right. Is it a gun? No, not a gun controller, just the VR controls?
Yeah, the
joystick.
The move controllers.
Move controller, oh, God.
Yeah, and after a while, like, my ghost assistant appointment was coming up, so I was just like, well, and I was
gotta go. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, and it was making me a little sick too, because it was just perfect. Like, yeah.
The cherry on top.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then the last Sam played was the Justin Roiland game, the creator of Rick and Morty has a new VR game. I forget the name, but
Is that the bathtub?
Yeah, yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the one I showed at Sony.
Yeah. What was that called? Weird name. That's what I remember. I know, but that's what I remember.
Yeah. I just remember Justin Roiland made it, and he made a game before this called Accounting, and it's very much like Accounting and like Rick and Morty. It reminded me of the Muppets movie, Muppets 3D movie at Disney World.
Okay.
Because like you have the PSVR, and there's this annoying guy talking to you, and if you look away, he goes down and he just keeps getting in front of your face, and you control a third you're sitting in a chair, but you're also controlling a guy that you can see, like a third person game.
Oh.
And the guy whacks a stick around. So then I had him keep whacking him with a stick, and then the people that were showing me the demo were like, oh, you need to like rotate to the right. And I kept
it's like a puzzle game? You don't even know what
it is. It's an experience.
Where's Bathtub Boy? We need him to explain.
But yeah, so you like tap the right stick and to move in a 360 direction. You're stuck in one area, and then to move to a different area, you have to go to a portal area. You have to third player character go to a portal area, and then you keep doing that. And then I got to the place with the trolls, and then I got a power up. Where he can go into the air because the annoying guy spit on me. And then it was time for my appointment.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, it was an interesting game. It was funny. It was very funny, of course, because it's Justin Roiland. If you like Rick and Morty,
yeah,
sense of humor, you'll like it. And I like Rick and Morty. So.
Cool. What did we see
after Destiny? I got one more.
You got one more?
Ghost of Sasuna.
Bang it out, dude.
Yep. I had my theater appointment with Ghost of Sasuna.
Okay. No, it's Ghost of...
Sashimi.
No. Let's go one more. You got okay, yes.
Tsushima.
There you go.
There we go.
You did it. I didn't have to say anything.
Nope.
Okay.
They basically showed the trailer again, but okay. It was a guy playing. And also the game...
God, why do they do those appointments?
The game... That this time they showed it in Japanese, and you can play it with Japanese with subtitles.
I was wondering about that. Okay.
Yeah, so you can do that. And then that was about the kind of just, here's the demo, and then there's a photo mode, so you'd go into photo mode to show, like, oh, look how cool it is. You can pause it in real time and look at stuff. And,
it's a pretty game.
And then some interviewers asked some questions, and I was like, oh, all right.
Did you steal any leaves?
No, I didn't. There was no leaves there.
No leaves. Alright. Cool. What was the funny story?
Oh, well, that's later. That's my last
one. Oh, that's later. Okay.
You guys.
Okay. Well, so we had one more?
Yeah, we had Square Enix appointment where we saw Just Cause 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they went through and they really just were showing a lot of like how you can react with the environment. And
did they show you the hurricane?
The tornado.
Yes, it's crazy.
There was a lot of tornadoes.
It's crazy. Actually. It goes through an airport and it's like the planes are flying away.
Yeah, and you're controlling it and the bad guys are trying to force it a different way.
There's wind cannons that are trying to steer the tornado.
You're a supervillain called the
weather. They have wind cannons. Yeah. Like you have to destroy the wind cannons because they're trying to deflect it. But it looks amazing.
The Flash has a villain called the Weather Wizard or something like that.
Yes, he does. It wasn't him. He's not in this. That's something else.
The wingsuit looked to be really useful this time as well. Like, you were pretty much just flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they had wind currents and everything.
So it is a superhero game.
I mean, it's never been far off.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty ridiculous and over the top. And you basically can fly. Like,
I mean, and it's cool. Like, you can change from parachute mode to wingsuit mode on the fly.
Yeah.
The grappling hook now can attach balloons basically to things.
Rockets.
And rockets to things. So it's got more functions now.
They said they redid the vehicle so they're better to drive, the cars and everything. It looks fun.
Added bulldozers.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
And then we saw...
Then we saw Captain Spirit.
Yep. Oh, the free game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks really much, so much better, like, graphically, than Life is Strange.
Yeah, I would agree. But, I mean, it's on a smaller scale.
Yep.
So...
I think Life is Strange was also a PS3 360 game, but I could be wrong.
Well, they said they changed the engine, right? They went to Unreal 4, I think, for this. I believe you. I don't think I imagined that.
That sounds like something someone would say in one of these meetings.
Yeah. It's real cute, but it's... Man, it's going to be heavy. Like
it's cute and depressing at the same time, though.
Yeah. Like, you got, like, the 10-year-old kid with the...
Dead mom.
Mom, the alcoholic dad. The mom just died, so it's, like, sort of fresh and, like...
Dad's cussing up a storm.
Dad's cursing and drinking beer while he's making the kids eggs. And it's like, oh, like, I was telling Chip before, like, I watched the trailer of the game and, like, I teared up just watching the trailer. Like, I don't think I could make it through this. And they said it's, like, only 2 hours.
Yeah, they said it's about a 2-hour experience.
But it's free. So I guess it's just really promotion for Life is Strange 2.
Yeah. Yeah, because it happens in the same world as Life is Strange 2.
Yeah.
So... There'll be lead-ins to that.
It looks very, very high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And sadness.
And sadness. And tears. Yes, yeah.
And cuteness. And then we got the fuck out of there.
All right. Well, I guess we got my two games left.
All right.
I saw Dead or Alive 6.
Okay.
And that was really fucking good.
Okay.
They simplified the buttons. There's like a right trick, right.
It's pretty simple to begin with. I'm wondering. I'm interested here.
There's one button now.
Right.
No, there's a heavy attack, light attack, and then the right bumper does like the ultra moves and stuff.
Okay.
And it goes into like slow motion, like Mortal Kombat type style, where like you punch the guy's face and goes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And and then the guy was telling me, oh, we're going for a more realistic, less sexy style. I was like, yeah, wait till the DLC comes out.
Right, that's right. Smart.
Yeah. And he laughed and
he's like, shh.
Oh wait, I got
security.
Yeah.
Gotta get this guy out of here.
Yeah. And then I saw Xseed Games.
Okay.
I saw Fate/Xtalia Link, and that's like, people walking by were like, oh, that's like Dynasty Warriors. And it kind of was. It was basically Dynasty Warriors, but like ladies with big titties. And it's an anime game.
Okay.
Ladies with big titties, and you're like in cyberspace beating up, Phantasy Star Online looking characters, you know, beating up a pirate lady with big titties.
Yeah, pre-order that.
It was like my friend Frank said, it's a good podcast game where you don't need to pay attention to the story or listen to anything, you just beat the shit out of stuff and have fun.
While you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. And then I played Gungrave VR, which is based on the anime. It's an on-rail shooter game, but you're aiming
with... Wait, Gungrave, like the PS2 game?
Yep.
That was an anime.
Yep. So they just... Is this like the same game?
No.
Well, that wasn't an on-rail shooter.
No.
That one, no.
So this one's an on-rail shooter, and you aim with your head with the PlayStation VR. It was really fun.
Okay.
The graphics, they need to work a little bit. Graphics were a little barren, but I'm sure it's still new or whatever. Yep. So that was fun. I played Gal Metal, and that is a rhythm drum beating game, and you use the two Joy-Cons as drumsticks.
That's Tak Fuji's game.
Yeah,
right?
That's
1 million whatever, Extreme something or others.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was all right if you like rhythm games.
Yeah.
The joysticks act like, if you put the joysticks in your hand like drumsticks, it works a lot better. But there's no prompts like Parappa. You just have to
freestyle.
You just freestyle, yeah. So
what kind of music is in that?
Dun dun dun. It was some metal song that was really.
It's like rock music.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Gal Metal. No, it was American metal song.
It's licensed music. Like,
I think
can't be anything. Like,
I don't know.
It's not like Metallica. It's like.
I saw Sukuna of Rice and Ruin. I saw this last year, but it looks a lot better now.
Mm-hmm.
2.5D hack and slash type game.
Okay.
Senran Kagura Burst Renewal. That's the new that's a remake of the first game. And these are the games where the ladies have big titties and you
I'm fight sensing a pattern
with Xseed
at the Xseed booth.
Yes, you fight the ladies with big titties and you slash their clothes off And they transform and they're naked and their titties and vaginas shine. Why? Brightness.
Oh, I remember this game now.
Yeah.
What's it called?
This is the one where, yeah, where you knock off their clothes and it's just like bright lights everywhere.
Yep.
Of course. Yeah. All right. Yes.
And that's what I saw at XSEED. And then the last is Satisfactory with coffee stain games.
Satisfactory?
Yeah. Okay. And that was an interesting appointment because it was here in our hotel.
Okay.
And I met him and he's like, oh, we're looking for a quiet place so we can talk about our game or whatever. I'm like, well, you can just go up to my room.
You had the appointment in your room?
Yeah, it was in my room.
Oh, that is weird. That is weird. And like,
and then I was like, all right, you got a laptop to show me the game or whatever? And they're like, no, we're just going to show you a video.
Do you have one?
Oh, we thought that was your show.
Yeah.
And by the way, can we use your room tomorrow? Like, we got a few meetings tomorrow while you're at the show. We're just like, you're not going to be here anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, that's like a good idea. You rent out your room during the day.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, shit.
Yeah. You want me to contact them? Be like, yeah. Save you some money.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I was like, I still had the Nintendo. I had YouTube up for Nintendo.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, do you have a Wi-Fi password or anything? And I was like, and then the guy's like, YouTube's right there on the screen. He looked up the trailer, and then I watched the trailer.
What's this game again?
Satisfactory. That's the people who made Ghost Simulator and I Am Bread.
Goat Simulator.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm bread. Okay.
But so those are real games.
Yeah.
They made money.
Yeah.
Like, I bought Goat. I had to buy that for Ty.
Yeah.
The CEO was in my room.
What's that? Showing his trailer of his game on front.
Because only, but you had to find the trailer on your TV.
Yeah.
And then do you still have like your wallet and stuff? You check?
Yeah.
Everything's there? you better check like your credit score to make sure there's no like identity theft going. Like, what is, that's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it was all their first year.
Really?
Yeah.
How could that be?
It was their first.
You would have thought they would have been an indie thing at some point.
Yeah.
No, it was their first year at E3.
Are they American?
They're from Switzerland. Or I mean Sweden. They're from Sweden.
Okay. Interesting, huh?
But yeah, they showed me the game and it's kind of like SimCity. You go to a planet, you're an engineer and you keep trying to build this machine, get it growing up and up and up. And I said, so what's the machine do? Is it? It's like, oh, it's a mystery. So, but yeah.
How to work E3. Also a mystery. that's a new one.
Yeah.
That's a new one. All right.
So coffee stains, Stein Gaines. They're cheap ass.
they are, what do you call it? Gonzo game publishers, right? There's a new method of game publishing and game PR.
Yeah.
Just like, they're probably all high on acid, and they were just like, were they acting like weird at all?
No.
Thinking like Hunter S. Thompson type situation here, I don't know. All right, well, that was...
Has that ever happened to you?
No. No. You go to their room.
Yeah.
They usually get a suite, and they have you...
Yeah, exactly. I said, I have a room here, and they're like, you have a room here? Yeah.
Big time, baby.
Yeah.
That was a good Swedish accent, by the way.
Yeah.
You have a room here. You are so rich. We sleep outside, even though we sell Goat Simulator, so many copy. Okay. So that was the end of the first day. Tonight we have the Pachter party and the Fortnite party. And bedtime is at 11:30 p.m. So... Yeah, thanks for listening, and you'll hear from us again tomorrow. Peace.